Honolulu Civil Beach Reality Check delves into the swim skills of our Keiki. Suvan Lee has a story about that today. She joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Catherine.
So I'm just really intrigued about this. So we've got some numbers then, huh?
We do have some numbers.
But it is surprising. Nearly half of our kids can't swim. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, that is an unofficial count, but swim educators in the state estimate that up to half of Hawaii kids do not know how to swim or have basic swimming skills. And that's kind of what the story sort of focuses on and why that's the case and what the state or what foundations are doing to try and address the issue.
So what's new?
Well, what's new is that they're... one nonprofit's actually trying to incorporate free swimming lessons for elementary school students across the state. Hawaii Aquatics Foundation is the name of this organization. They were founded a couple years ago, so their programs are fairly new. And what they're doing is trying to reach DOE students in areas that are typically underserved or lower on the socioeconomic scale with free lessons at community pools where they have access. That's another thing that we uncovered is the access to facilities here in Hawaii is pretty limited for the public. So that remains a challenge to expanding the reach of these programs.
Right, because a lot of the public schools don't have pools. Some private schools do.
Sure. A lot of the big private schools do have their own pool, and what they do, interestingly, is incorporated into their physical education curriculum. So all students are at private schools, at certain private schools, are given lessons or required to, tread water for a certain amount of time or swim a certain number of laps in order to graduate. So it's mandatory. But in the DOE, there is no embedded curriculum, and understandably so because of the access and facilities issue. So what some advocates are calling for is there to be some kind of curriculum, whether it's classroom-based initially, and then perhaps phasing it out and expanding it to more actual in-water sessions is kind of growing as a point of dialogue right now, especially as advocates try and bring this issue out into the open.
Yeah, I think it was MidPAC Institute that was the very first school to require swimming lessons as a requirement for graduation, and they were working with the students. So it's great that other schools are doing that. But yeah, the public school system has a long way to go.
Yeah, and of course, there's a lot of equity gaps between the public school and private school system here, and it's just the opportunity is different for kids in both places.
Yeah, and it is a shame because, there are only a limited number of community pools as well, and some of those are not in very good shape either.
True, and some of these community pools have very limited hours. I got some reader email this morning pointing that fact out where the hours can either be even, curtailed without warning, because of lack of lifeguard availability. So I think it kind of stems from, various reasons why these pools might not be up and running. I mean, out on Waianae on the west side, there really isn't a single community pool, as the story mentions. The closest one is in Kapolei, which is not that close to Waianae at all. Waianae High School has a pool, but it hasn't been open since 2007, is what people tell me. So, while public high schools may have a pool, they might not necessarily be in use.
Right. So kudos to those nonprofits that are working with the students where they can.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Suvan.
Thank you for having me on.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. To read all her stories, go to civilbeat.org.